Coach P on the line this morning from the Hart High School, getting ready to recap that Nazareth Hart game last night, where it was kind of tough sledding for the girls, and the boys were hanging in there pretty good.
Yes, sir. It was a heck of a night.
That's an understatement there. Let's talk about the girls' game first of all. The final 76-4, but Nazareth, of course, everybody knows, tough team.
Yeah, they're a tough team. They're not the Naz of Norm, but they're fundamentally sound. They do what they're supposed to do. They knock down big shots. They move the ball. You know, if you're a basketball junkie like I am, and you know Nazareth, and you walk in and watch a Nazareth game this year, you'd know they're not the Naz of years past, where they just completely demolish you. And I know the score from last night seems that way, but it didn't. They're a different breed this year, and it's like they just do things the right way, and you don't even realize what the score is until the game's over. It's like, wait, what? Because it's just so, I guess, smooth the way they do it. And so hats off to them. They did a great job. You know, my kids have been off for 4 days, no practice, trapped in the snow. Some weren't feeling well. We had a rolled ankle. I mean, none of that, I think, would have changed the eventual outcome. But, you know, we just didn't look ourselves at all on the floor last night. So, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, let's go back to that last buddy game last week. Kind of tell us how that fared.
Last buddy girls last week. Good game. Man, you know, that's just, we're in a pretty difficult district. I don't know if there's another 1A district in the state of Texas that's top to bottom boys and girls that's as solid as we are. You know, we're in that fifth spot, and we could easily be in the fourth spot. You know, Last Buddy played a good game. We did what we wanted to do exactly. Defensively, we wanted to make somebody else beat us, and they had a young lady who, from whatever I have found on film and in scouting reports, that she's had just a couple games where she's, you know, went off, and we were just that one game, and we wanted to make somebody beat us outside of their stud, and she did. She came in the first half and knocked down three or four threes early in the game. And so, you know, good game. Enjoyed the atmosphere and Last Buddy. That's a well-coached team, some good kids. So we're building. Those girls are building something there in Hart. And, you know, I laughed after the game, and somebody asked me, why are you laughing? I said, because people got to understand, we return 9 out of 10 next year. And we have a decent bunch of eighth graders coming up. I got a solid group of seventh graders. We got a fourth and fifth grade travel team already in Hart that's been playing for a while. It's getting the development they need. So our future is bright. So these little wins that teams are getting on us right now, we're just living it up and like, hey, you know, it's coming soon, our time. So
I'm waiting for Bray Lynn to slam dunk the ball, man.
No, I need Bray Lynn to just stay focused, man. You know, Bray Lynn has been a special story for me this year. They all have, but Bray Lynn, you know, I told Bray Lynn all the time, and I told her parents, and I said, dude, Bray Lynn, you don't even know how good you can be. I said, you gotta control the mental aspect. Once you learn to control that, you're going to dominate some games. And if you watch her from the very first, like if you even went back to the fall league that they played in to now, it's so much better. And she's going in the right direction mentally. She's not where we want her at yet, but she's getting there. And that's the part of her game that she needs the most work is mental. And I think she's starting to figure it out that she can be something special with that size and speed and shooting ability.
Hey, Nip and Tuck last night in the boys' game, you guys were just hanging in there.
Man, there's so many things I want to say to that, but I know I'll probably ruffle some feathers. So I'll keep it as political as possible. Great game. Love that coaching staff. Like, those dudes are so, man, that boys' coach staff in Nazareth, hands down, some of the coolest guys I've ever met. They're just, you know, they talked to me before the game, during the game, after the game. And, you know, they gave us a lot of praise. They you know, their head coach told me that we just look so much better than we have over the last several years. And, you know, he just praised our kids. You know, it was a game. It was tight. I think we were down 3 points just short of halfway in the third quarter. Got in some really bad foul trouble. And when you're in foul trouble, you just can't defend the same way. You got to let things go. And that killed us. You know, Naz, they did what they needed to do. They knocked down some shots. They played tough. They played hard. I think they were rattled a little bit in the first half. You know, we were up. At one point, we were up 12-3 in the start of the game. And so, you know, when my kids play to their full potential and we have officiating crew that I'm not going to say they called it one way, but are realistic on some of these calls, it's going to be hard to slow these boys down. They're talented. I don't know that we're a district championship team, but I think we're a playoff team when we play right. And, again, this is a stacked district. I mean, Silverton, Lasbuddy, Spring Lake, Crest, Nash, Happy. There is not one weak team in this district. I mean, if we were in any other district, we're battling for that district title. And here, it's almost like, man, everybody's just fighting to get to number four. So it's an amazing, amazing group of teams in this district.
Feeling any better after your little flu bug you had?
Yeah, feel better. My voice is a little raspy. Still don't have a lot of energy. You know, if you know me, I'm up early, 4:35 in the morning, looking at film or something, and I just don't have that energy to get up yet. I want to stay in bed all day, and maybe it's the snow that's bugging me and making me feel that way. But, you know, like today we have a late start, so I'm not even out of the house. I'll make that nice. Well, yesterday it ended up being a 2-hour drive that normally takes you 45 minutes to get to school. So we'll see how the day goes.
We were over in Plainview yesterday. A lot of snow over there.
Yeah, roads were actually good once you left Plainview heading to Hart. They were pretty good. But from Petersburg, where I live at, to Plainview, it was definitely rough. Slow going. I think I traveled like 25 miles per hour.
Sounds about like what I drive normally, man. Safe travels today, dude. And we'll talk next week.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it. Thank you.